Struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
And then we can let you know what guest is coming up next on the show. Next week, Kathy Tricoli will be our guest. If you go to www.endured.com, E-N-D-U-R-E-D.com, you will read some fascinating work. You'll hear some fascinating work as well. It's quite a mesmerizing website, and I don't know who helped you design that, Marcella. Did you kind of do all that yourself, or did you
have
someone?
I did it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your website?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we now have a website designer that many people may want to hire. Marcella joins us in the studio, Marcella Cross, and I don't like introducing you this way because this does not define you. But the most concise way I can bring people up to speed is by saying that you're a young woman in your 20s whose body is slowly shutting down from MS.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, that's concisely put, but you're much, much more than that. And if I was you, I would hate to be defined like that.
I don't think you can define me that way. I wouldn't define myself that way. If I'm sitting here talking to you, I don't have MS. Well, I do, but I mean, that's not what runs through my mind.
No, and it's not part of
but
how
it doesn't offend me, no.
No. You know what? I'm the most politically incorrect person on the face of the planet. maybe Don Cherry is probably a little bit more than I am, but I always get tongue-tied when it comes to describing people with even the word. I mean, do you say disability? Like, is that a bad thing?
I don't have a problem with it. I think a lot of people get confused. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. People don't know, should I open the door? Should I help her? Or, you know.
Well, just as an example, you came in the studio and there's a bit of a ledge on the doorway there.
Yeah.
And the wheels were there and I just went right over to help. And I thought, well, hold on a second. She's gone over these doorways before. What do I, you know.
Well, actually, the chair's new, so I'm still learning to do wheelies.
All right.
Okay, so let me just interrupt that interview that we did from 2006. And first of all, I want to say, welcome, Marcella, not Marcella. Can you believe I called you that back in 2006?
Yeah.
What? Yes, you can, because you know what a dope I am. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Hello, beautiful.
Hello.
So good to see you. It's been a while. Did you miss me? You are so cheeky. What is it? What does that feel like? What is that? Does it feel weird listening to that from 2006 and hearing the way you sounded then?
No.
Doesn't feel weird?
No.
You've listened to it, so you've heard this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't. I mean, I know we sent that to you so you could have that on your website, etc.
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard that since 2006.
Yeah.
And let me just between you and me, I don't want anyone else to know this. When I listened to that last night as I was getting ready for the show today, I turned into a little sucky baby cry pants because things are different now.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know how we've talked about this a number of times. I'm just not, I mean, I'm not even in your family. It's not happening to me, but I am not cool with this whatsoever.
Yeah, no. I'm not either.
Yeah. Well, first of all, best birthday gift ever. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm not talking about the Irish cream little chocolates you gave me, although I will enjoy those later. Thank you. I mean, you being here. I know that was a massive effort for you to get here. Let's just bring our listeners up to speed. We're talking with, I'm going to say my friend, whether you like it or not, my friend Marcella, who used to be known as Marcella. And in 2006, we had her on the show, and we talked about her journey, her spiritual journey, and just, I guess, do you remember in 2006, guys, how far into the MS diagnosis that was? 7 or 8 years into it?
Yeah, she was diagnosed at 18.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Mom, the voices you're hearing if you're hearing voices, it's okay. They're supposed to be here. Mom and sister are here. Mm-hmm. So you're a few years into the diagnosis. You had this great book, these great poems, Endured, which I would suggest people to go to endured.com and check out some things. But what I've told people about this, Marcella, is the thing that intrigues me the most is you continue to be someone who surrenders to God. You continue to be someone who says, God, you are God, and I am yours. I want to be healed. I haven't been healed, but you're still God, and I'm still yours. That's the thing that, I guess, messes with my head, because, Marcella, if I was trapped in my body and trapped in my bed, God would be dead. When I say that, what do you think about when I say that? If I was you, I would not be as cool with God as you are. Are you still, do you still feel that way about God? So you're still waiting for him to fix this?
Yeah.
He hasn't fixed this yet, and it's been a long, long time. Do you think he will?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
That's the biggest example of hope I've seen from anybody in my world. And I don't have that. Kind of wish I did, but I don't want to have to go through what you're going through to get that hope.
No, you didn't want me.
How many times a day do you get out of bed? Do you get out of bed every day?
Yeah.
A couple of times? Three times?
Yeah, about two or three.
Two or three? Okay. In your family, who's the person who's done the best job at taking care of you? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't want. I'm not going to start a family fight right here, right now. I know that you have some younger sisters, and I know that you have tried to teach them things throughout the years because you're the oldest. Do you think they've listened to you? Some? Most of us don't listen to our older siblings. Juliana, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Where are you in the birth order?
I am just after March. So she's first, then there's myself and two younger sisters.
What's the age difference between you and Marcella?
There are 3.5 years between us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When has she been the biggest pain in your butt?
When I think I was about 16 or so, I was more afraid of her than my parents. And my father
really?
Was a pretty scary guy in those times. But, yeah, Marcella, one time she helped me sneak into the house. And
Marcella?
Yeah, she was like, idiot, take your shoes off first. So I did that. And I climbed through her window, and I was like, thank you so much. And I tried to leave to go to my room, and she's like, uh-uh, you're not going anywhere. Where the heck were you? And I was pretty afraid of her. But she was definitely a great older sister and still is a great older sister.
What do you think about this trusting God thing that she's got going on?
I'm kind of like you. She's got way more hope than I can imagine having in her shoes. I definitely believe in God. I believe in Jesus. But I can't wrap my head around this. It doesn't seem right. And I don't know if I'm mad at God for that. I feel like this place we live in, right and wrong, is almost arbitrary. It kind of bugs me. Mm. You know, I don't know.
The randomness of this stuff. Yeah, yeah, it bugs you. I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the definitions are just impossible for me to wrap my head around. Yeah.
I want to read something to you, Marcella, if you don't mind. You do mind? No. I just want to make sure, because I'm scared of you too, okay? I came all the way into the dining room to write you this. That's a big deal because as the mother of an infant that doesn't sleep through the night, I should be clinging to these peaceful moments. I was thinking of you and I was literally stirred from my sleep. I was thinking about our childhoods. You were always so ominous to me. You knew things I didn't. You had talents I wanted. Not many people can say their eldest sibling paved the way like I can attest you have. You took many spankings on my behalf. You studied the family vocation, and then, when you could no longer walk, you painfully wheeled your way over the toughest of paths. I must admit, the places you have been to emotionally are far deeper than I can appreciate. It's clear when you look at my life's work and compare it to yours. My offerings are so practical, yours so beautiful. When life took away your ability to do much else, you got down to the really important stuff. You explored yourself. You explored your revelations on paper. If you had never gotten sick, I would probably be able to relate to you much more, but then the world might have been robbed of your poetry. That's not to say your illness is worth the words it has produced. Rather, your deepest beauties have at least used that terrible burden to be bigger than you. Your words pry you from your chair. I admire the women in my life. Most have struggled against their fates to achieve some meaning. But unlike any other, you have held the pen in hand in spite of how little control you have over the plot. You have never given up your power as author of your life, no matter how you have begrudged the tale. I'm sorry for being unable to meet you on the emotional plane you inhabit. I may get closer. I hope I do. You were always elusive to me. So it makes sense that I trail you even now. I guess I want you to know I recognize you're a pioneer. It must be scary to be there. I'm so sorry I cannot lighten your burden. But as you continue to pave the toughest roads ahead, I continue to love you. You have shed enough tears in your life, and I hate that this might bring you more. But I have to tell you how important you are. Not just to me. You pave the road for more than just your sisters. You face the fears of the unknown, and you produce something beautiful. It's confounding. My life is so practical, it's practically useless. You have actually created beauty from uselessness. You'll always be my ambassador. Who wrote that?
Where the heck did you find that?
Yeah, I wrote that to her. That's really sweet. I've actually been trying to find that for a little while.
Marcella, do you think there's a God?
Yeah.
Is it a guess or are you certain?
I know.
Do you think God had anything to do with you getting MS?
No. It's my mom.
It's your fault?
Yeah.
Why? You asked for MS?
For something.
Can I explain that a little bit, March?
Yeah.
I don't remember at what age, but Marcella once prayed that that God would give her something and heal her of it so my father could see and believe in him.
With a child's heart.
Sure.
She made that.
See, that's the thing here. You know, you are this grown woman with a boldness that scares me. And yet I see this little kid. And how I see this little kid in you, March, is through your faith. I lost that little kid of faith a long time ago, and I kind of wish I had him back, but I don't want to have to go what you've gone through. Do you think God is angry with you?
No.
So you don't see this as a punishment?
No.
I hope your mom and your sister will forgive me asking this. We talked about this when I was visiting you, but I want to ask you this because I think it's important for people to really get to the heart of your journey. Do you want to die? this question makes no sense, but I need to ask it. I need to hear your answer. You don't want to die, but certainly you don't want to keep living like this.
No.
So you want God to heal you?
Yeah.
What if he doesn't?
He will.
And we talk about it during the day. Sometimes when I go into a room, I'll say to her, is today going to be the day you're jumping out of that bed? And if it happens at 2 in the morning, make sure you come knock on the door. I want to know. Don't make me wait till the morning. And we have a lot of conversations like that back and forth through the course of the day.
March, do you see this as unfair?
No.
Okay. You know I do, right?
Yeah.
So you know I'm angry about your suffering. What do you want to say to me? I'm angry with God for not healing you yet. How do you feel about me feeling that way? I'm angry with God that he hasn't healed you yet. Should I feel that way?
If I have this opportunity to speak for her, because we have talked about this many times, and you said the perfect word at the end of the sentence, it's yet.
Hmm.
Ultimately, she's going to walk again. It may not be in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what God has planned, but she's going to walk again. She's going to dance. She dreams about it. We talk about it. We're waiting for it. He's sovereign. He knows what he's doing, even if we don't. And he's good. And he doesn't give us this pain or these diseases. And yet, he grows us through them. Marcella is a rock. And who would have known it if she hadn't gone through this?
Hmm.
She's not speaking very much right now because it's taking her a while to process the words. But we do have these conversations. And she loves God. And she doesn't blame him for this. We live in a fallen world. That's just the way it is. But God is good. Do you want to add to that? Have I said what you wanted me to say?
Yeah.
I want Tim to play a clip from your website. This is you reading one of your poems from the book Endured. Okay. Have a listen to this, all of us. I think this is one of your, well, there's a reason you recorded it with your own voice. I think you think this is a special poem as well. Have a listen.
Cold December morn, leaflet in hand, I head home to dwell on dust and scorn. 'Twas evil celebration, and I, the honored guest, I read the whole of day and cried inside the rest. Hell was closer than I thought. The devil had his plan to break my will, to breathe the air that brought me to this land. Why me, I asked, but no one heard and no one felt my pain. Fear of never knowing, my only certain gain. My fist shook with anger, my eyes blurred with tears, and bitterness became my sword against the coming years. Then from the crowd I heard a voice, I'm sorry to see you that way. And for one shining moment, I saw a brighter day. Then a stranger stretched out his hand to lift me from the floor. And as I mounted up the dreaded flight, someone held the door. I have seen sympathetic eyes saddened and hearts pained. I've heard a stranger's prayers request I be sustained. I have listened to a trembling voice articulate my grief. Divided by my sorrow, finding my belief. So though my days are struggling, a new faith was born, and I saw a new beginning that come September morn.
I want to finish our time by saying a few things, if you don't mind. After all, it's my radio show. if there is a God, that I am convinced that he shoved you into my life. Your journey has forced me to think about things I don't really want to think about. Your journey has forced me to look deeper into my spiritual beliefs more than anything. And part of me is frustrated about that. And part of me doesn't like you because of that. But obviously I'm trying to think of non-cheesy words to say here. I'm ridiculously thankful that our life paths have crossed. And by the way, you look fantastic today. Fantastic. Do you feel good?
Yeah.
So, I've already said it, best birthday present ever. To have you back here, for me to ask my stupid, annoying questions again. Remember when we talked a while ago, I wanted to have you on the show, and you said, no, I'm not coming back on the show because I know you're going to ask me about boyfriend stuff, relationship stuff, and at that point in time, there was some heartbreak, and you were not cool about talking about that at all. Do you remember when I said that? Yeah. That was my sly way of bringing up that subject again right now. That is, I think, one of the things that hurts me the most is I think you would come with a whole set of baggage to a relationship with a guy. You would bring tenacity. You would bring boldness. You would bring cheekiness and stubbornness. But you would bring strength and stability and forthrightness. And you would bring real, authentic, and powerful love to a relationship. And I'm ticked, really ticked, that some guy out there has been robbed of experiencing the love of Marcella and all her baggage. That's all I have to say. Do you hate me for bringing that up?
No.
Okay.
But it's not over till the fat lady sings.
I think Mom just called God a fat lady.
Yeah. It might be amazing. It really may. I mean, there is a real testimony in the fact that she's been here. This is her third visit to see you.
Incredible.
And you have her speechless today, let me tell you, because she does say a little more than, yeah, at home. I think she's just a little overwhelmed today. But the fact that she's here, and yes, if she comes back a fourth visit or another day and she walks through those doors on her own, or even if she uses a walker or a cane, I mean, what a testimony that will be. And it is not over yet. She's still here. She's fighting back. Not very hard, but she's fighting with her heart. And that's what it's all about. It's about our heart in the end. And she is a rock because she stands on the rock. There's nowhere for her to go, huh, Marcella? And we do. We talk about this on a frequent basis, not every single day. When, you know, we have gloomy days outside and sometimes you feel gloomy on the inside and we have our conversations and she does continue to trust God. He's her best friend. He's with her all the time.
Well, go away. Thank you. Yeah. You know I'm just so happy you're here today. You get that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know I like you a little too much, right?
Yeah, you used the word stokes a few too many times.
Yeah, yeah, too many stokes going on. Yeah, and Juliana, yeah, I know a little bit more about you now, too, and I creeped on you the other day.
Yeah, that's just fine.
Yeah, thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you for checking me out, too.
Yeah, that sounded weird.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, sorry, I'll just stop.
Yeah, and I wish you the most amazing Christmas ever. I really do. I love you, Marcella. Say it. Say you love me, too. Say it.
I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Even though I have to force you to say it.
That's special.
No, you didn't. You couldn't have gotten it
out. No, that's right. Stay with us.
Sleep. sleep tonight and may your dreams be realized if the sun.